It's been an extraordinary day for Australia's financial markets with the announcement that one of the big four banks is expecting to face criminal cartel charges. The ANZ Bank says it expects its group treasurer will be charged, along with several other companies, over an alleged cartel arrangement. The charges allege that ANZ managers had an understanding between them in relation to the supply of ANZ shares during a share placement. The ANZ says it acted in accordance with the law in relation to the placement of shares, and it says it intends to defend the company and its employee. Rachel Mealy reports.
The ANZ Bank made a statement to the Australian Stock Exchange this morning before trading began. It said the ANZ was told yesterday by the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions that it intends to commence proceedings against the bank. It all relates to an institutional share placement of almost 81 million shares back in 2015. It'll be alleged that ANZ managers entered into a cartel arrangement with other institutions during a capital raising exercise. Caron Beaton-Wells is a professor specialising in competition law at the University of Melbourne.
It's being alleged that the ANZ raised capital in 2015 in the amount of some billions of dollars, but that there was some arrangement or understanding between underwriters to the share placement that they would take up a proportion of the shares being placed on the market. Being alleged that the bank was knowingly concerned in that conduct, which essentially is an allegation of having been an accessory to the crime of cartel conduct.
So it'll be alleged that the ANZ failed to inform the market that those shares had been bought by institutional underwriting banks. Why is that information so important for the operation of the market?
Well, essentially, it goes to the openness of transactions trading on the markets. And cartel conduct is pretty much the antithesis of that kind of openness. So for any market to operate effectively, there has to be a degree of transparency on both sides of the market. What cartels do is that they keep arrangements or understandings that affect the market underground, covert, secretive, so that the market can't operate transparently.
How significant is this case? Have we ever seen a criminal cartel charge relating to the operation of the financial markets be prosecuted in Australia before?
No, this is the first time that a charge for a cartel offence has been alleged in relation to a large financial services company in Australia.
How difficult will it be for the prosecution to be successful?
The law in this area is extremely technical. Of course, the facts so far on the public record are scant, so it's difficult to assess just what is being alleged and how easy it will be to prove. But the burden of proof, which is, of course, beyond a reasonable doubt, is a very high burden. So the challenges of a successful prosecution should not be underestimated.
And that's Professor Caron Beaton-Wells from the University of Melbourne with our reporter Rachel Mealy.